Bernie Sanders slammed for calling Netanyahu government racist. By Deborah Danon on April 24, 2019. Tel Aviv, Senator Bernie Sanders sparked ire from the pro-Israel group IPAC and Israeli ministers for smearing Benjamin Netanyahu's government as racist. IPAC slammed Sanders for name-calling. The U.S.-Israel alliance serves America's interests, IPAC said Tuesday on Twitter. We benefit from the close bonds between the governments and peoples. Name-calling by political leaders against the democratically elected government of Israel is counterproductive to maintaining close ties and advancing peace. Sanders on Monday claimed in a CNN town hall event for Democratic candidates that he was 100% pro-Israel, but at the moment the Jewish state, he charged, had a right-wing, racist government. The goal must be to try to bring people together and not just support one country, which is now run by a right-wing, dare I say, racist government, he exclaimed to applause. What I believe is not radical, Sanders told the crowd. I just believe that the United States should deal with the Middle East on a level playing field basis. Israeli Cabinet Minister Zachi Hanagbi told Israel's Channel 13 News that Sanders' remarks were strange. The remarks deserve every condemnation. They don't represent the general feeling of the Democratic Party even among the moderate liberal wing, said Hanagbi, the Minister for Regional Cooperation. Israel's government is not a racist government. There isn't a single racist minister. Sanders should hold back on what he is saying, he added. Being right-wing is not forbidden. It's strange that the Democratic Party would allow one of its members to not respect the democratic choices of Israel. Republican Jewish Coalition Executive Director Matt Brooks described Sanders' comments as absurd and offensive. We won't let Israel become a punching bag for Democrats to score points with their radical base. In the run-up to Israel's national elections earlier this month, Sanders told NBC News that he was not a great fan of Netanyahu, and added that he hoped Netanyahu would lose the election.